This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Marjorie Taylor Greene reportedly fired her district director, Travis Loudermilk, this month after it was revealed that Loudermilk's wife filed for divorce on the grounds of alleged adultery, RadarOnline.com has learned. In the latest development to come after Loudermilk's wife, Sarah Loudermilk, filed for divorce from the district director earlier this year, sources confirmed that Greene fired her embattled right-hand man. According to Daily Mail, Greene fired Loudermilk because she feared that the alleged adultery scandal made her look bad. Greene also reportedly found that her once right-hand man had become a political liability. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Sarah Loudermilk filed for divorce from Greene's district director in March after Sarah Loudermilk learned that her husband was engaged in an alleged affair with a married social media influencer and mom of three named Katie Allen. Sarah reportedly cited adultery in her divorce petition filed in March, and photos obtained by Daily Mail later showed Travis Loudermilk and his alleged lover together on Easter Sunday. Also shocking was one insider's claim that Greene knew about her district director's alleged affair with Allen but did not say anything over concerns about the political consequences and backlash such a scandal would create. Travis Loudermilk is the son of Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk, and that also allegedly played a role in Greene's efforts to keep the suspected adultery scandal under wraps. Neither Congressman Loudermilk nor Congresswoman Greene wanted this story to see the light of day, one insider familiar with the matter told Daily Mail shortly after Sarah Loudermilk filed for divorce from her husband and accused him of adultery. Congressman Loudermilk is a very conservative homeschooling advocate with deep roots in Bartow County, the source continued, and Greene doesn't want the PR nightmare of the public knowing her top man in the district has had an affair with a wealthy married woman who has three children. Meanwhile, Travis Loudermilk called the adultery allegations against him totally false. Neither Loudermilk nor Congresswoman Greene's office have released a statement regarding the district director's reported ouster. As RadarOnline.com reported, Travis and Sarah Loudermilk's divorce and impending adultery lawsuit battle came just months after Congresswoman Greene split from her own husband, Perry Greene. Greene's marriage ended in December 2022 after the controversial MAGA congresswoman was romantically linked to right-wing reporter Brian Glenn. Greene later confirmed that she was seeing Glenn in April 2023. "He's from the industry, so he is a great resource," she said last year. "He's explained a lot, like how things work, and yeah, it's great. So maybe I'm falling in love with the press," she quipped at the time.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.